Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Traffic snarls and dangerous, slippery sidewalks this morning. All that ice gave way to spring-like temperatures this afternoon, and now we're looking forward tomorrow to snow. So let's get a check-in on the weather with WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. Hi there, David.
Hello, Meghna. What a day, huh?
First of all, before we talk about tomorrow, did your plants survive the ice yesterday and today?
Yeah, that wasn't enough ice to really do any damage. As a matter of fact, I have the cold frame open this afternoon, and I was actually munching on some arugula that's still growing in there. So
good. Well, I mean, I heard some emergency rooms had lines out the door with people who were slipping and sliding. But now we've got to look forward to a big storm tomorrow. How much snowfall are we likely to see?
Yeah, it's 51 degrees right now at Logan Airport, and we have a pretty major snowstorm on the way for tomorrow. We're looking at generally, you can think of everyone that's listening is mostly going to be between 8 and 14 inches. So, you know, is someone going to get 11 and someone else get 9? Yeah, sure. Someone gets 14, but mostly just plan on just under a foot or a little bit over a foot. The other thing about this storm, we do have a blizzard warning up along the coastline south of Boston. That includes Cape Cod and the islands. And that's because of the visibility. Remember, blizzards don't necessarily have anything to do with the amount of snow. It's just that visibility will be under a quarter mile or less for 3 hours in a row from blowing snow and snow and winds over 35 miles an hour. So travel will be difficult along the coastline tomorrow.
Okay, when's the snowfall likely to start? I'm seeing in the early hours tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's going to start tomorrow morning, right around the morning commute. If you need to get into work tomorrow, I suggest getting, you know, into Boston. Let's say that's where you're headed. If you get into Boston by, say, 6, 7, even 8 o'clock in the morning, I think you'll be okay. You might be driving in a little bit of snow, but we're not talking a major snowstorm at that point. It's after 10 o'clock that things really start to ramp up. And between 10 and, say, 5 o'clock, that's when the core of the storm will be here. The evening commute more impacted because there'll be all that snow on the ground by that time.
It just sounds pretty wretched from top to bottom, if you ask me. Okay, David, one last question. I'm keeping my fingers that the answer is no. But with this late snowstorm, are we likely to see a lot more snow? Is there any chance we could have, you know, another winter of 2015?
It's highly unlikely. That was already by this time in 2015. We had one major blizzard at the end of January, another one in early February. And I just don't see that kind of pattern. That was sort of, you know, it's not that it couldn't happen again in 3, 4, 10, 20 years, but those things usually generally do not happen so close together. And as a matter of fact, we're looking at a few snow showers over the weekend, maybe a little bit of light accumulation, but I'm not looking at anything big. And then next week, right now, temperatures upper 30s, lower 40s. We'll see some melting. So this is not going to turn into some crazy snowy pattern.
I just hope I didn't jinx us by asking. Okay.
I hope I didn't by saying it's not going to happen either.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joining us via Skype. David, thank you as always.
You're welcome.